April 14th, 2026, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. This is a regular scheduled meeting of the Uintah County Board of Commissioners. We're meeting in the Commission Chambers at 147 East Main in Vernal, Utah. At this time, Commissioner LaFever is excused. He's out of town to a meeting. And we will start off with prayer by Heidi Lindbergh and Jr., followed up by Angela Hawkins with the Pledge of Allegiance. Look at that cutie.
Dear Lord, we are grateful for this day, and we're grateful that we could be here to conduct county business. And we ask you to please be with all of our military and active duty and first responders. Be with them and watch over them, and be with our leaders of our county, or of our local community, our state, and our country, that they can do what is right for our citizens. And we love thee, and we ask you to please watch over all of us, and say this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, thank you very much. Very nice. First order of business, approval of the minutes, March 31st, 26, April 1st, 2026, work session and a special meeting.
Yes, I have reviewed the minutes, and I would make the motion to approve those minutes as listed.
I would call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Mr. Wilkins, approval of the warrants.
Commissioners, the first one is April 2nd, 2026, in the amount of $1,074,411.36. A lot of that was just normal billing bills for the month, but also there was a check to Ken Garf for $46,600 for a new truck for community development, UBAG Lucky Acres pass-through of $120,504, and to the cemetery bought a new grasshopper lawnmower for $24,086. The next one is warrants from April 9th in the amount of $896,792.69. On that one was the payment for the AtMax, it's the power weed machine that mows weeds and mows trees along all the ditch banks for $385,909, and also a check for Melta Technologies, the landfill fences, for $121,808.
Okay. Questions?
No. I would make a motion we approve the warrants as presented.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, tax matter lady.
Danette Brooks, Uintah County Assessor. Commissioners, today I am requesting a refund for a motor vehicle fee. So Uintah County Assessor is requesting a refund of the county assess a fee for Beers Harley Davidson, located at 2028 West Highway 40, in the amount of $25. The reason for the refund is when the motorcycle was registered, it was registered as an ATV with plates instead of an off-road dirt bike. So they had to re-register. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Questions, comments?
Nope. I would make a motion that we approve the refund. Rebate? Do you call
the
it a
county assessed fee?
The county assessed fee that was presented by Danette Brooks.
I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. EMPG awards acceptance, Heidi.
So this is the Emergency Management Performance Grant through FEMA. It's passed through the state. The grant award amount is $48,000. This is a 50-50 match grant. And this is a grant that we receive annually. And so the grants department is aware of this one as well. And the period of performance is July 1 of 2025 to June 30th, 2026. We just received the funding a little late with all the government issues with the federal
government.
It's
almost to the expiration date.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
And this, the match money, we just build that in to the budget? Or?
Correct. So a lot of that is the salary for the emergency manager. So that pretty much meets our match.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Call for a motion, or call for a motion.
I would make a motion that we accept the EMPG award in the amount of $48,000 from July 1st of 2025 to June 30th, 2026, as presented.
No further discussion. Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Heidi. Any public comment today? Matt, have you got something to show us? Show and tell time.
We got a director and everything.
So a little shy, is she?
Yeah. This is Emma White. She started up in our office, took Gwen Miles' place, so she'll be helping us with planning and zoning stuff. And so I'll let her introduce herself a little bit.
Time to talk about yourself. Let's hear it.
I don't know. My name's Emma. I'm from Roosevelt. I just moved back from being at school. I'm happy to be here.
We're excited to have you.
Thanks.
So welcome.
Are we going to make you move over here? We're going to make you move over here so you don't have to drive through that cruddy weather in the winter?
I can do that.
We have the knowledge. Any public comment today? You got anything to say, Joel? You're a public. Okay. All right. This time I'll call for a motion to go to closed session.
I would make the motion to go into closed session to discuss pending or imminent litigation in accordance with Utah Code 52-4-205-1C in the small conference room. And then when we're finished with the closed session, come back into open session and adjourn.
All right. Vote, yes.
Aye.
Thank y'all. We'll be in closed session.
5 minutes.